Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you, brother. I love that guitar playing there. Good to see you again. Hallelujah. Bless you, sister, and bless you too. Wonderful music of the Lord. He has really got to be pleased and happy when each of our voices, or even inner man, are speaking to him. That you could just hit that alarm button on there, brother. I don't think that's Trump calling, but you never know. But, you know, there's 7 billion people in this world. And it's said that every voice is heard in heaven. And some of those, there's 6.5 billion, approximately, of people that do not know the Lord, aren't born again, aren't redeemed. As we can say, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. They don't have the spirit of faith in them, the spirit of hope, and most of all, which I feel here, it's just awesome, is the spirit of love of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'll tell you what, we really need it in this end time, because it's so encouraging for us. And the Lord is pleased when he hears those voices pray to him, pray, bless him. And especially Psalm 103, everybody say it, bless the Lord, O my soul. And you could say it twice, I guess, bless the Lord, O my soul, for all that's in me, bless your holy name. And if you really think about the revelation of that, what all means, that's every cell in you blessing him. And then as you do that today, even because of worshiping, and it's just lovely music to hear each one of his children blessing him, thanking him, and praising him for his love that has set us free as captives and will move through us to set other captives free, and First Nations, the nations. And I'm from the First Nation of White Earth Ojibwe. I've worked for the tribe the last 25 years, still there. And just real briefly before I introduce my brother's wife and him from Pakistan, they're staying over there, Strawberry Lake Christian Retreat, in our camper where they've stayed before. And this coming week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Gabriel and Laura Ward, who the Lord spoke to move up here to Bagley, and we're going out with a Native ministry team, Indian people and non-Indians alike that think alike in the spirit, to 5 northern reses that was prophesied. Fred Soaring years ago seen a vision of a hand up north here, and I believe what he's seen was the 5 reservations being connected 30 years later. And so God is moving in South Dakota at the Lakota. We were there a year ago. Awesome move of God. But then the devil's throwing everything at him like you wouldn't believe. But perfect love casts out all fear. Because that's the only thing the devil's got to use on us, is trying to speak to us, to get us in fear. That's a spirit. But I don't have a spirit of fear. And I don't think you guys do either. But we have a spirit of power. We have a spirit of love. And we have a sound mind in Christ Jesus. Or as our messianic brother Jonathan Kahn was just at Strawberry Lake 2 nights, I like what he says. Messiah, Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah. And the Spirit of God moves on that. So I like what he had to say. He's an awesome brother. So it's a privilege and it's an honor to be up here again. Last year I wasn't able to get here, and some folks from up here come and got Bishop Amanat and his wife Rita. And we've been going around, I believe, the last 3 years, 5 years ago. Did you go through IOM, brother?
Yeah.
4 years ago. And that's how I met him and really got connected, because I've been work for the tribe, and I only live 15 miles from Strawberry Lake and go out when the anointed people of God are there. And so we really become good, close brothers, and we communicate by text and by email.
By phone.
And by phone, too. That's right. He buzzes me every once in a while when it's something important. And I run into Kurt after Hope Fest over at Casey's, and I was coming from Indian meetings, and three basic towns, Cass Lake, Bena, Ball Club at Assemblies of God. It was awesome what the Lord is doing amongst the First Nations people, which he prophesied. In northern Minnesota,
yeah,
Chuck Pierce and Dutch Sheets came here 5 years ago and prophesied that a fire is going to break like the map of Bonanza out, and it's going to go north, south, east, and west. And they said Minnesota is a pivotal state in what the end time things the Lord is doing, excuse me, with the spirit of reformation, which come on Martin Luther to see through the religious stuff he was in. And the same with me 20 years ago, 30 years ago probably already. Kurt and I were invited by Fred Soaring to come to the Troy Lake Senior High. Lowell Lundstrom was there, and Fred and I were buddies from, he was 15, I was 16, and through his Vietnam era and so forth, and parties in our bar when he left and came back again, thank God. And he got saved at Strawberry Lake. His wife took him up there, and it's just been one thing after the other. I remember coming here 32 years ago with my pastor, Darwin Soaring. We'd go out with him when he was an evangelist with tents. And we were in the new little building in the back here. That's all that was there. It was enough, though, but you guys work really hard to put that up. And that's 32 years ago, right?
Wow.
You guys been here? 33 maybe going on? Because wow. Jim and Sandy lived in DL, so did Kurt. But 1979, Kurt went up front to receive the Lord in his heart. And he was going out to Richwood, and I'd see him out at the little old school before the new Northern Lights building was built. And I was in the Catholic Church working 8 years yet, but I would come out to the meetings with Jody Minch, who's passed on now, to be with the Lord. And Kurt was there once in a while. He'd get up and say something. But I was a leader in the Catholic Church and on the Catholic School Board and a deputy grand pumpa to be the grand pumpa. And I didn't dare go up front, so I sat way up on top of the bleachers so no Catholics there could see me. But Kurt went down, and here he said he heard a voice hollering at him behind him, "Dad, Dad," and here his son went up behind him and received the Lord. So it's just awesome. When I come here and I walked in and the hair stands up on my arms. I felt the Spirit as I come in the door over there. And it's a good thing I didn't shave my legs this morning, because the hair is standing up on my legs now from the worship music. See? And it just pleases God. Every moment or every word that we say to him that blesses him and thanks him for what he's done for us. It's like your dad, ask him for money, and he gives you $2, $5, it used to be $5 a week for me, and you don't say thank you, and you walk off, say, "Is that all I get?" Instead of saying, "Thank you, Dad, I appreciate that." That's what we need to be doing with the Father and blessing him, because as we get to know him better and better and better, deeper and deeper and deeper, our walk with him, and he said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know their name," because the angels wrote it in the Lamb's Book of Life when they invited me, my Father, Abba Father Yahweh, and the Holy Spirit in their inner man, inner woman, and their heart as the temple of the Holy Spirit, then rivers of living water will flow out of you to others as a refreshing in a dry and thirsty land. And he said, my sheep hear my voice. And if someone here is not hearing the voice of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, I see two things that are blocking it. Number one, you aren't truly born again, where you know about Christ up here, but you don't have him. You invited him in here. Or you have demons blocking your hearing, so you can't hear what the Lord is saying. So the Lord told me down at a meeting 7 years ago, we've been going there 10 years to Way of the Lord down in Blaine, after they were up here for our Indian meetings 10 years ago. This is the 10th year, starting next week and on Wednesday, that to pray for people out here that are walking religious dead, and that's people all around us, and even some come into church and just sit here and observe, walking religious dead because of dead religion. Everybody's dealing with it. Our bishop, Brother Aminat, that he's got millions of Muslims over there, and he's got a difficult, rough road, a hole, as we used to call it, because of all the rocks and the tree roots and the weeds in the way, but going in the power of the Lord sets the captives free. So as we're hearing the Lord's voice, then he tells us what to say or not to say, or what to do or not to do, or who to go over and speak to. And most of the time with the Indian people, because they've been so beat up with religion and Bible thumped, we go ask them, do you have a relative or a friend that needs prayer? We don't ask them directly. Usually they will in the end. So they got all kinds of relatives in prison, all kinds of problems, cancer, you name it, drugs, alcohol, heart attacks, strokes. We pray for their relatives and they feel the power of God moving. And then either they'll ask for prayer or we'll ask them, well, would you like prayer? And these are people that are coming in church right now on the different reservations we've been at. Wouldn't darken the door of a religious church. That's a fact. But the Lord said the end times are coming in from the highways and byways. So, Brother Bishop, I'm going to introduce you, but your wife is going to come up and do a little testimony. Is that right?
Yeah.
So if you'd stand, please, and come over here. If you. And Kurt told me in DL when I seen him right after Hope Fest that this church has graciously donated to our brother and sister here in his ministry and 50-some pastors he works with, a lot of them underground, 10 motorcycles to go out. Thank you, Lord. That is awesome. And I can't, as I'm sitting over there thinking, and Kurt told me that, I didn't know that, because I know we probably overall raised money in the last 3-4 years, 10. But brother was telling me on the way up in this area, we've been able to raise money for 20 motorcycles that pastors are going out. The multitude of souls that are being saved because of that, it's totally awesome. And I can't help but think, every one of you that's had a heart for, I've looked at the board, all the ministries you've been in, out and about in the other nations, and including Pakistan, United Church International has connected with him too, that each one of you is being awesomely blessed, physically, mentally, spiritually, and financially. That's a fact. I've never been so blessed myself. My wife and I have children, our grandchildren, than we have in the last, let's say, 10 years since we've been giving beyond the tithe and helping our Indian people on the different reses ministries. And my wife's busy with another pastor over at Pine Point with children. They just got done with VBS school. And it's awesome what God's doing. Our brother and sister we've taken out to the reses, so he's gotten an opportunity to minister too. So Rita, bless you, my dear. And you have the mic here. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Hello.
Okay.
Thank you, brother.
Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
Yes.
मैं खुदावंद का शुक्र करती हूँ
thankful to the Lord.
कि वो हमेशा अपने लोगों की मदद करता है
that he always help his people.
और वो अपने लोगों को कभी भी बेआसरा और बेसहारा नहीं
and
छोड़ता
he never left the orphan to his people.
Yeah. हाँ वो जब भी हम उसे पुकारते हैं या उससे कहते हैं तो वो हमारी सुनता
whenever,
और हमें
whenever he called him and we asked him, he listened our voices and answered us.
Yeah. चूंकि वो जिंदा जलाली खुदा है और वो अपने लोगों को कभी नहीं छोड़ता.
हाँ
जब हमने अपनी खिदमत का आगाज किया
when we started our ministry,
तो हम सिर्फ दोनों मियाँ बीवी थे
we started both of us,
और हमारे साथ हमारे तीन बच्चे थे
and our, three growing children, small, little.
तो हम सोचते थे कि अब हमने ये खुदावंद की तरफ कदम बढ़ा लिया है तो हम किस तरह इस काम को सर अंजाम देंगे. और हम दुआ करते रहे हमारे साथ आहिस्ता आहिस्ता एक दो और मेंबर आए और हम अपने घर के एक छोटे कमरे में आगाज किया हमने अपनी दुआ का
and then we started a service in a small room at our home.
और उसके साथ साथ हम दुआ करते रहे कि खुदावंद तू हमारे लिए रास्ते खोल दरवाजे खोल
we also started praying that the Lord open your the ways and how we can continue further this ministry.
और जो लोग वहां पर पहले काम कर रहे थे
and those people who were serving over there before,
वो हमें देखकर हंसते और कहते
The people were laughing upon us and saying,
तो ये किस तरह खुदा का काम करेंगे?
How can they continue the ministry? They don't have and they have nothing.
क्योंकि इनके पास ना तो रुपया पैसा है ना
जगह
है.
They don't have money, even they don't have a manpower.
और ना इनके पास लोग हैं.
Even they don't have a people.
और ना इनका कोई आगे है ना कोई इनका पीछे है.
Yes.
तो खुदा ने हमें इसी तरह हम काम करते रहे हिम्मत बांधते रहे
and then we were praying and fasting and serving the Lord
और खुदा ने इसी तरह हमारे काम को बढ़ाता गया
and God increased the ministry
और खुदा का
day by day
और खुदा का शुक्र है कि हम उन सारी मुश्किलात में परेशानियों में मसीह यीशु के साथ कायम रहे
and by the grace of God all of the financial problems and physical problems whatever they we are overcome by his grace
और खुदा ने हमें कामयाब किया और उसने हमें बरकत
दी he blessed us and we are able to serve the Lord not only in our country but around the different world yes
और खुदा हमें अपने काम के लिए जलाल के लिए इस्तेमाल करता है
and he is using for his glory
और खुदा का शुक्र है कि हमारे बच्चे भी हमारे साथ ही खुदा की खिदमत करते हैं
our children are also involved in a ministry along with us
और खुद इस तरह जैसे हम यहां पर आते हैं पास्टर जेकब के पास तो उनको भी हमारे पाकिस्तान में लोग इसी तरह जानते हैं जैसे हम एक दूसरे को जानते हैं
द पीपल नोज द पास्टर जैक एज दे नोज अस इन पाकिस्तान
और इसी तरह ब्रदर डैरल को भी
एज सेम द ब्रदर डैरल विंटर दे नोज हु इज द ब्रदर डैरल विंटर दे नोज हु इज द पास्टर जैक
तो खुदा का शुक्र है कि सिर्फ हमें ना सिर्फ सपोर्ट मिलती है माली तौर पे भी तो खुदा हम दूसरे लोगों के भी अब मदद करते हैं
वी आर प्रेज गॉड फॉर दिस चर्च कम्युनिटी चर्च ब्रदर डैरल एंड ऑल दोज हु नॉट वी आर एबल टू रेज फाइनेंशियल फंड्स फॉर द मिनिस्ट्री बट वी आल्सो हेल्प विद द ऑर्फन पीपल एंड अदर फीडिंग पीपल इक्विपिंग द पास्टर्स विद द मोटरसाइकिल्स
और खुदा का शुक्र है कि खुदा हमें छोटे लोगों को इस्तेमाल करता है और अपने नाम और जलाल के लिए
बरकत देता है। We are grateful to the Lord that we that He started to use us as a small little thing for Him and He grown the ministry day by day. Yes.
Praise Lord. Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Thank you. Some live streaming some worship and now going to share this live streaming sermon into Pakistan and many people are waiting to listen that someone and want to see you all, so I'm going to live. Put him on for him, for her. So this will be a... Praise God. Good morning. Hallelujah. We brought greetings from Pakistan, from our churches, from the community and the people, from our town and the pastors around the country they are serving. And we are grateful to all of you, especially this community church. After sharing some little words, I will show you the pictures and that how the God is doing his work. And also a couple of things what we are doing over there. So today morning, I'm going to share a couple of things from my topic will be living a life of thanksgiving. That how can we live a thanksgiving life? This will be a topic and we will share, and also we'll think out that I'm going to read from that text that will be Psalm 50, verse 23. This is from NIV. He who sacrifices thank offering honors me. And he prepares the way so that I may show him the salvation of God. Amen. The psalmist writes here, he who sacrifices thank offering honors me and prepares the way. We'll talk little from this text, and I will go through the Psalm 100 later on. Some verses from the Psalm 100 also. The expression of graduated. Thanksgiving is the expression of graduated. In United States especially, there is a day which is called Thanksgiving Day. There is not around the world any other country, I don't know. But in our country, we don't have that Thanksgiving Day. But the people celebrate here the Thanksgiving Day. But the question is how we are thankful in our lives, how we are thankful to the Lord, and how can we live a thankful life. The first thing, the expression of graduated, the thankful, thanksgiving, mean the expression of graduated, especially to God. Thanksgiving reflected adoration, sacrifice, praise, and thanksgiving is a relationship between man and God. Amen? Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Thanksgiving is a relationship between man and God. And if we go through the Bible, Philippians 4, verse 6, I'm going to read for you. It says, be careful for nothing, but in everything be by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. So in other words, we can say that thanksgiving is an attitude. It is an attitude. It's something from the man's heart. For God people, Thanksgiving is for more than a special day on the calendar. The Bible urges us to live a life of thanksgiving each day. Being thankful to God for all of His blessing is a truly mark for a Christian. So let me give you a biblical, some expressions, some examples. But before I go further, I want to let you know that by nature, by birth, human being, a man, is not a thankful. By his nature, he is a worshiper. He always wants a divine authority upon him to worship someone. But he is not a thankful by his birth, by his nature. Just think about that. If someone gave a little thing to a small child, we teach him, son, daughter, say him, thank you. Because this is not in his nature. Need to taught him. Need to teach him or her. So a human being is a worshiper. He can worship. He can appraise. He can do. And I was thinking, when there was no God, the people who don't know about God, they started to worship the trees. They started to worship the mountains. They started to worship the animals. Because they always want something, something divine, something that empower them. If you go through different religions, into Greek mythology, Hinduism, and other things, they worship the idols, they worship the trees, they worship the animals like snakes, elephants, monkeys, mouse, and other things. But they are worshippers, but they are not thankful by their nature. This is what we need, to be a thankful in all of our lives. Being as a Christian, being as a believer, we need to be a thankful. When I was thinking about that, there are millions of people around this world. And if we go through the Hinduism, they have millions and millions of gods and goddesses to whom they worship. Because they always want some divine power, some authority upon their lives. Hallelujah. They worship the trees. The one tree they called the Tulsi. They worship that tree. They worship the animals, different animals. As I told you before, they worship the elephants. They worship the monkeys. They worship the mouse. They worship the snake. Snake is one of their largest god. But being as a man, being as a human being, we are not a thankful. And being as a Christian, being as a believer, sometimes we are not a thankful to the Lord for all of His blessing in the shape of health. We don't thankful to the Lord. We don't do this. In the shape of family, that the Lord blessed us with a good family, in the shape of a good money and other things. We are not thankful, but we are always murmuring. Every day, in every part of our life, we are murmuring. Oh Lord, I have nothing, nothing, nothing. We are complaining to the Lord in different ways, different areas. We don't have. We don't do with this, like this. So, let's see, what is thanksgiving? The Bible, I read the verse from, he who sacrifice thank offering honors me, the Lord says. The he who sacrifice thank offering. Praise God. Yeah. It means one who sacrifice thank offering, he honors the Lord. Yeah. It's not a small thing. It's not a little thing to honor the Lord. The way we can honor the Lord, to be a thankful in every part of area of our lives. He who sacrifice thank offering honors me, and he prepares the way. It means the person who give thank offering, he prepares the way. The way what towards? The way towards the salvation. The way towards the salvation. He prepares the way that I may show him the salvation of God. When I was reading this text and meditating on this portion, the word thank offering, the Greek word used for this is called doxa. According to the Strong's Bible Concordance, page 1391, Strong Bible Concordance, 1391, the word doxa, the word used here, the thank offering. The word in the Greek is used doxa. It means weight, heaviness, dignity, honor, praise, and worship. It means the man who gave thank offering, who gave thank to the Lord, he shows the honor, he shows the dignity, he shows the praise and worship of the Lord. Hallelujah. And there is another meaning. It means to give thank offering. It means to glory. To glorify the Lord. When we when we give thank offering to the Lord, when we give thank to the Lord, it means we gave glory to the Lord. We gave glory. It means the doxa. We gave glory. We gave glory to the Lord. It means the splendor. The glory of the Lord is a splendor from our lives. The brightness. The moon, sun, and stars more than. The God wants to see his brightness, which is more than moon and sun from our lives. By giving thank offering, by giving thanks to the Lord, it means to showing the splendor, to showing the brightness of the Lord, his glory from our lives. The one who gave thank to the Lord, he shows the glory of the Lord from his life. Hallelujah. Praise God. There is another meaning. Its meaning, the glory means the magnificence, the excellence, the preeminence, dignity, grace, majesty. We gave thanks to the Lord. It means we gave dignity. We gave majesty to the Lord. And another meanings which he said, the glory, the thank offering, the meaning that things belong to God. Things belongs to Christ. The man who gave, the person, the people who gave thanks to the Lord, they belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ, not to this world. And I told you earlier that this is an attitude by a heart, by heart. And if we go through his Greek, Hebrew meaning, the thank offering, the same word is used here, the glory. The word is kabod, K-A-B-O-D, kabod. According to Strong's Concordance, page 3519B, it means bosom, righteous, wealth, weight. The God want his righteous from his people. God want his heaviness. God wants his weight from his people. And there's another thing is written, the most glorious condition. To give thank offering mean the most glorious condition. Though the most exalted state, the glorious condition of blessedness into which appointed and promised. Hallelujah. It means to give thanks to the Lord is not something little, but is something very unique, something very special. Thanksgiving is very important. If we are not thankful for everything, we lose the blessings, every blessing, other blessings. I would give you an example. If someone come, if I come to your home and you invite me for a food and some everything, and when I go back and I don't say a simple word, thank you. What do you feel about me? He's not a good man. He's not a good man. What do you think, brothers? He's not a good man. But when we say thank you, it praises. It praises. It gave thanks. When God asked Moses to protect my people from the Pharaoh, and after many troubles and many things, he was able to release them. And it was the 18th day traveling to reach their destination. Right? 18 days. But during these 18 days, they were not thankful to the Lord. They were started murmuring with the Moses, "Oh, Moses, how you bring into the desert? We are looking for the cucumbers that we were having in the Egypt. We were looking that the onions and other things, the meat and other things were there. There's nothing in this desert. Why you brought here? Do you brought us here that we are die in this desert?" They were started murmuring. They were not grateful to the Lord that how Lord did a big thing for them. He released them from the Pharaoh, from the captivity of the Pharaoh. They were not thankful. And listen what happened with them. Imagine 18 days. Converted with 40 years. Wow. 40 years. They were wandering 40 years in that desert. And all those who came from the Egypt were not able to enter that promised land because of their not murmuring, because of their not thanksgiving. It means when we are not thankful, we gave time to temptations. We gave a time to our problems. We gave a time to took away the blessing from our lives. But when we thankful to the Lord, He gave us blessings. And all of our problems, all of our temptations, everything will go by us saying thanks to the Lord. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. If we go through the Psalm 100, and it's verse 1, it says, "Make a joyful shout to the Lord." What does it mean? Don't be afraid to shout praise to the Lord. Sometimes we are afraid. Sometimes when we are in our sicknesses, when we are in problems, in our difficulties, whatever we have in our individuals and daily lives, we don't shout, we don't say thank you to the Lord. We don't praise to the Lord. Make a joyful shout to the Lord. And I said, don't be afraid to shout, praise the Lord. Don't be afraid. The Bible tells us, in the Bible, shouting is associated with great achievement of joy. Joshua told Israel to march around Jericho for 6 days. Is right? And on the seventh day, to left a great shout. You know, all these Gentiles were in the Jericho, and they were thinking, how can we overcome these Gentiles, these people? They were came for the war. But the Lord said to them, make a joyful shout. They surrounded the Jericho about 6 days, and last day, when they shouted, praise the Lord, hallelujah, Hosanna, when they started, what happened? The walls of Jericho was broken, everything, and they were overcome on this. It means to shouting, to praising the Lord, it's a blessing. It's a blessing from our Lord. Sometimes when we are sick, even we don't pray to the Lord. We say, no, what kind of God is this? He put me always in different kind of diseases. Whereas I gave my tithes, I gave my offerings, I do prayers, I do my Bible studies and whatever, I do everything. Even though I am such problems, I am such in difficulties and lot of things, because we lost our joy. Because we lost our joy, we need to shout a joyful voice. So don't be afraid whether you are jobless, whether you are sick, or what kind of disease, or whatever, what is happening in your daily life, what is happening with your family and in your surroundings. Don't be afraid, because our Lord is with us. He said, I will never leave you alone. I will never leave you alone. I will be with you until your life. Yeah. What we need to be shout. Yeah. Hallelujah. 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 Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And all the walls of captivity will be broken. Praise God. Praise God. Glory be to your faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Make a joyful shout to the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Second thing, don't be afraid to serve the Lord with gladness. Don't be afraid. Sometimes we are afraid. One of my Facebook friends, she sent me a text, and she was talking many times. She was going on a mission trip into India, and she is an Amish girl. Amish girl, but God saved her, and she's a born-again Christian. It's my Facebook friend. She said, I'm going to trip, but I have nothing remain in my hand. I'm able to get my ticket, but I have nothing. I said to him, just give a thank to the Lord. I said, don't ask the Lord that, Lord, I have nothing. Just give a thank to the Lord for everything. And later on, she said, God miraculously provided me $300 for my other expenses. So giving a thank to the Lord is something great. If we are not thankful, no one will like us, even in our lives. So I said, don't be afraid to serve the Lord with gladness. Psalm 100, verse 2. Glad, serve the Lord with gladness. Serve the Lord with gladness. Gladness. Most important thing. Every time why I was thinking, why the Paul was talking, the rejoice in the Lord, always in Philippians chapter 4, rejoice in the Lord and always, and I again say you rejoice. Because, he said, there is what? Your security. There is your security. So serve the Lord with gladness. Gladness means mirth, gaiety, and happiness. No service to the Lord, whether great or small, should be done gladly, since sincere and true delight is served to the Lord. And I want to tell you, I don't know very much about this country and the people, but in our country, sometime the people, you know, for what purpose they go to church. They say, if we don't go to church, maybe we lost something. On a Sunday, if we don't go to church, maybe we lost something. And if we, and there is another question in their minds, that if we don't go to the church, the God will punish us. Our Lord is not like this. He's not like this, that if we don't go to church, he will punish us. But to going to a church is a something to praising him, amen, to worshiping him, to giving thanksgiving to him, amen, for everything. Sometimes the peoples they have in their lives, they say, the Sunday in our country, I'm talking about mostly about our country, the people think that the Sunday is for them to do have some picnics, to go some visitation, to invite some friends into their homes. The Sunday for them is to do some laundry. And like these things, they do that. And I always tell them, the Sunday is not for the laundry. Sunday is not for the picnics. Sunday is not for the day to invite the people for their home, for the lunch or dinner or something like this. But the Sunday is a day to give thanks to the Lord. And I always say, the Sunday is a seventh day. The 3 days is a before and 3 days after. When we go to Sunday, we gave first 7 days, 6 days, to give thanks to the Lord that the week we spent. He protected us the last week. He protected us, he blessed us, and for everything we gave thanks on Sunday. And also the Sundays to pray to the Lord to protect us next coming 6 days. Amen. For the protection of the next 6 days. It means the Sunday is a middle day which we need to give thanks and to say him, Lord, help us next coming 6 days. So, serve the Lord with gladness. And he says, second word, he says, serving to the Lord is nothing, not something which we are doing by a difficult, with something wrong or something which we can say is not like this. But give thanks in every area of the life. And next point which I want to share you, don't be afraid to come into the Lord's presence. Lord's presence. In the Moses days, the people, when the people asked to Moses, we want to see the Lord. And Lord showed them their self, their back, and a lot of these things. And since from that time, even when we go through the Gentile gods and their goddesses, whatever they are, the people are afraid to go to their gods. Yeah. They don't want to go with them. They want to serve them. Because they think when we come to the Lord, we will die. We will die. We will not remain alive. So we don't need to come to the His presence. He's something which is horrible in Gentile gods, and something being as a Christian, we think we if we go to the church, we start prayers, we will face the problems. Many time in our church, sometime I face the such people. They says, Pastor, when we start to come into the church, we started to face the problems. We started to face the difficulties. We started to face the blah, blah, blah things. I say, yes, when you come to Jesus, devil definitely want to stop you. Different ways, but don't do like this, but come to the Lord. Come before His presence with singing. God calls us to come into His presence privately each day and together in corporate worship. Evening and morning and afternoon. The psalmist says, evening and morning and the afternoon, I will pray and cry aloud, and He shall hear my voice. Hallelujah. We need to ask Him every time. We need to have time for the personal devotions, personal prayers, personal Bible studies. Sometimes we think we just did our Sunday service. We don't need anything furthermore. But every part of our area, we need to the Lord. Without Lord, we cannot do anything. We cannot do. The David says, evening and morning at noon, I will pray and cry aloud, and He shall hear my voice. Yes. If we want that Lord listen our voices, we need to cry. We need to open our hearts. We need to start praying to Him, to give thanks. And very start I said, that by nature, by birth, we are not thankful. But Lord wants us to be a thankful. If we are thankful, it means we are overcomer. If we are not thankful in our daily life, just we are celebrating a day once a year, or just we are thinking to attending a service is a something enough to give thanks to the Lord and to give some offerings is a something? No. Thanksgiving is a something which is a regular daily practice in our lives. From morning, noon, till evening. Every step, every minute, every second of our life to be a thankful to the Lord. This is not a something different. It's a something very special. We can give thanks to the Lord for our families, for our wives, for our children, for our jobs, for our good health. What we had, what the Lord blessed us. If we don't, if you do not give thanks to the Lord, sometime we lost our blessings. We lost our blessing. As I told you, when the people were in the desert, they do not started give thanks to the Lord. They lost their blessings. And they were walking for 40 years in the wilderness. 40 years. So I want to tell you that we do not want to grow our wilderness period, but we need to grow in Jesus. We need to grow in Messiah. We need to grow in the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus Christ. It is something very special. The heaviness of the Lord. It is a character of our life, which we can share, which we can show by our daily livings to be thankful. I said, it is an attitude of heart. It's not a something by our physical expression, what we are doing, but it is something from the heart. Oh Lord, I give thanks to you. It is something to graduate the God, adoration, and other words, to honor, to praise to the Lord for everything. So the question is we are thankful to the Lord in our daily livings for the blessings what the Lord has given us. And we need to open our mouth. We need to open our expressions, our physical expressions by thanksgiving. I said we are being as human being. By nature, we are not a thankful, but Lord wants us to be thankful in every area of our life, for every area, by walking, by talking, by sitting, by living, whether we are in a businesses, whether we are in our jobs, whether we are in our family, where we are, we need to be grow in a thanksgiving life. We need to be a thankful for every part of the area. The Lord wants us. Give thanks to the Lord. If you go through the Philippians chapter 4, it's written here, chapter 4, verse 6, be careful for nothing. Look at this. Be careful for nothing, but everything by prayer and application with thanksgiving to your request to made known unto God. Be careful for nothing. Thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And in Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, it's written, in everything give thanks, for it is the will of God. It's not our wills. It's not our father will or not our grandpa will, but it is a God's will. Amen. It's a God will. Amen. Everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. It means this is something special. This is the will of the Lord that we may be thankful to the Lord in every area of our life. If we want that God protect us in this world, different kind of attacks, devil want to attack on our lives in different areas. Sometimes sexually he attacks on our lives. But because of we are not thankful, we fell down in a sin. Sometimes he attacks on our physical life through our sicknesses, through our weaknesses, whatever they are, through our sometimes family's lives. But we need to give thanks for every area. If we are sick, I want to tell you true, just started to give thanks to the Lord. Oh Lord, thank you for this sickness. Oh Lord, thank you for this burden. Oh Lord, thank you for this loneliness. Oh Lord, thank you for this jobless. Oh Lord, thank you for this the food and everything. Whatever we don't have in our life, we started to give thanks. And what we don't have, God start to bring in our lives. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's close our eyes. Hallelujah. 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 Today, being as a believer, being as a born-again Christian, the God will is that we may be thankful to the Lord in every area of our life. If we want release or want relief in our life, if we want to release from the sickness, let's give thanks to the Lord. If we are alone and we are not able to find our spouses, and we want, just give, start, thank to the Lord, and He will provide you. He is a great provider. He's a Jehovah Jireh. He's a wonderful Lord, our Savior, Protector, Redeemer, Deliverer, Healer. He don't want anything from us. He don't need gold and money and any kind of sacrifices. But He want from us to give thank to the Lord. Because in Psalm 50, He says, everything is mine. What will you give to me? All the animals of the mountains are mine. As I eat the meat of the animal, He said, everything is mine. What you can give me? The whole universe is mine. I created. What will you give me? What He wants from us to give thank to the Lord in every area of our lives. Hallelujah, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Mighty Jesus. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Glory be to living God. Hallelujah. Heavenly gracious Father, I thank you for this precious time, for this opportunity that you have given me. I thank you, Jesus, for this precious church, Lord, these families, Lord, for the pastor, associate pastor, their families, Lord Jesus Christ, the board of the church, committee, and other areas, the life of the church, the operating people. Bless them, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I pray this in mighty name of our Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Praise you, Lord. Thank you very much. Before I leave, just I want to share a little about the ministry. I started to come into this church in 2015. It was my first time. And I praise God and thankful for my brother Daryl Winter. He introduced me with Pastor Jack. Before that, I don't know about the Pastor Jack, for this beautiful community and the church and the United Team International. I don't know everything. So I'm grateful for our dear brother, Daryl Winter. God bless you, brother. And since from last years, I was first came 2015 and then 16, and this is 17. It's really honor and privilege to me to be part of this community, to be a part of this church. And those who, for this church, who loves us, loves our ministry as we are serving in Pakistan. You are very generous people, and we are grateful for your donations we receive for the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm grateful for the Pastor Jack, all of you, for Pastor. And it's really an honor to me. And whenever I come to here, I was not thinking that I'm going to someone's church. I was coming by pleasing that I'm going to my own church. Yeah. Or many times I ask my friends into churches, I say, Minnesota is my second home. in United States. So thank you very much. I want to show you some little things, being as a for your love donations and for everything, and also being as a part of United Team International. I'm a national leader for the United Team International. Grateful all of you and Pastor Jack, who trusted on me, on our ministry. Last year, this year, we did an UTI conference, and about 300 people attended this conference. In this conference, there are pastors, church leaders, and it's really honor to me to part of this community. Brother Darrell, he's also a part of United Team International, and it's honor. Brother, would you please scan some pictures of the conference, United Team conference? And also, there's one thing which we did. This was very special. Pastor Jack sent his sermon as video sermon, and we translated into not this one, the UTA conference, please. We translated into our language. So I think I don't have enough time to, you can see this, but later on you can show that. Yes, the conference pictures, brother, and that in a folder. Yep, I'm going later on with this. Are you able to get this? Okay. This is the United Team International 2017 conference with pastors and church leaders in Pakistan. There are some pictures. You can see the people who attended. Yes, please go on. Yes, here's a small banner with Pastor Kurt, and also there's a banner for the bikes. Just stop here. This is actually during the conferences, we distributed the keys. This is the key of the motorbike. Not a such big one. Yes, go ahead, please. Okay, these are some glimpses of the conference. Okay. Some praying for the people attending. Standing with the banner. And also some women's. And thank you. And also some photos for the motorcycles. We are distributed, grateful. Brother Darrell, Pastor Jack, for this community church. And these pastors are able to reach the people with the motorcycles. These are small 70cc motorcycles. Hallelujah. Yeah. So I'm really grateful to you for all of this, and appreciate your efforts, appreciate your hearts. This is not mine. Okay, next PowerPoint, just in a couple of minutes, please. Yes. This is a map of Pakistan. We are surrounded by different parts of the world: Afghanistan, India, China, Turkmenistan, and Iran, and Arabian Sea. This is, yes, please, next. So, Brother Darrell, you was talking about the population. The population was there. 96% Muslims, the Christians are 3%. This is the currency. Yes, go. Yes. These are some things. Yes, next, please. These are some programs we do, crusades and next please. And these are also some glimpse of crusades. Sometimes thousands of people attend. And it's not by our own. This is by your contributions. This is your UTA conference, some pictures also there. And some other conferences and what we are doing, praying to the people. Yes, please. Next. And this is some street evangelism. Leadership trainings, Bible school. This is our graduation ceremony, children ministry. And this is a feeding program, what we do, helping the poor and needy people with the food. And another, there's the same, the motorcycles. We provide the pastors. And I want to just please stop here. These motorcycles which we gave to the pastors, they are not mostly belongs to our church or our ministry. We want to equip every pastor over there who has a call from the Lord and who want to reach the people with the word of God. So we help our pastors too, but mostly our goal is to, for those who don't have such service, such facility, we want to reach them. Yes, next please. We also provide some help with the churches, with generators. These are some projects, mercy operation, relief projects, one of the resources to reach the people, youth ministry. Music, gospel music, and this is our website, www.cgapak.org. Here's my contact information, email, our country phone number, and we have a goal to build indigenous churches throughout the country. So we need, thank you, brother. At this point, first of all, I'm grateful that you are always available for the cause, for the ministry, for the extension of his kingdom. And while I'm here today, I don't want to say you help us. I don't need your help. But I want to say you to be a part of the ministry. Amen. Not need a help, but need be a part of the ministry. Help can be a $10 or $20 one time, but we want to request to be a part of the family, amen, of the ministry, of the church in Pakistan. We need your prayers. We need your financial support. We have some prayer requests, and you can read them. And any area where the Lord leads you. This year, we are praying and planning next 2 years to buy a land for the orphan and widows people. Motorcycle projects are almost over there, but we want to buy a land to build an orphanage, to build a widow's home. We need your participation, not help. We need to be part of this ministry. We want to reach Afghanistan, which is only a 4-hour drive from our hometown. But they are off-roads, not a road. 4 hours, off-roads. Last 2 years, my own car was is not an operating furthermore. And grateful brother Daryl Winter, he donated $500 for my own motorbike. Yeah. Thank you. And serving the Lord on motorbike, but we need a vehicle. Yeah. We want to enter into Afghanistan. Wow. We need a van. So what the Lord leads you, we need to stand with us. As we are serving, we are reaching. Our goal is to reach not a single part, but the 96% of the Muslim of that part of the world. We need to join us in prayer, and we need to stand with us with your financial resources. May God bless you all. Thank you very much.
Wow. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Well, I thank you so much for the bishop for coming. You know, he didn't explain some of the hardships, but all the things that you go through over there, I can only imagine Muslim area, there's a lot of Muslim, there'd be hardships and things like that. But I just want to say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Come on. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is he who is sent in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let there be honor in this house. We honor the ones that God sends. When we honor the ones that God sends, he honors us. And we honor the Father. So we honor this family. God, we set the hedge of protection around this family. Lord Jesus, it is not a little thing, but yet he carries it with thankfulness and gladness, Lord. Hallelujah. Into the depths, Father God. The shadows, Lord Jesus. And he is victorious, Father God, for he's carrying the fruits of the Spirit. And he's going in, Lord Jesus. And he goes in representing all of us. Lord God, as he sends, he's part of our family here. And I thank you so much, God, for your love and the family of God. Hallelujah, Father. You go before him. Hallelujah. And you break the path. Lord Jesus, every provision and everything has already been set before him. And we just thank you. When we bless our brother, he's really a brother in arms, a family in arms in this house. So we honor him. Thank you, God, for sending your messenger. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We thank him for it. We praise him. We thank you, Lord, for your spirit in the house this morning. And we're going to have a basket right back there. Brother Jeff, would you have a basket? He does on the table back there. All your offering. If you want some prayer, please. He's going to be up here to minister. And we've asked him to stay a little bit longer to minister to those with being thankfulness. And his wife, too, and Winters, please come. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Right now, we got camp coming up next week. Before you go, we need 8 more sponsors for kids camp. Okay? We need 8 more sponsors for kids camp. So if you feel led to do that, I want you to give. Ask my wife Jennifer, and we'll get 8 more kids sponsored, so we get everyone sponsored for kids camp. Praise the Lord. Let's give the Lord a thank offering this morning. Let's never think about thankfulness in any sort. Thank you, Father. We're so thankful for you. So if you want some prayer, would you please come?